Well, welcome everybody out there to the Above Ground Underground podcast. This is our 21st episode. It is really hard to believe that we've been on the air that long, and so many of you have kept on listening, and I hope it keeps on growing. I hope it keeps on getting deeper and that we keep all of you. And I'm so happy to be a part of eternalaffairsmedia.com because they are so happy to bring you this podcast every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. And I'm so happy to be part of this organization that is dedicated to giving you, the American people, and the whole world, for that matter, the truth. Truth empowered, verified by truth. It's so important. So we thank God for eternalaffairsmedia.com and all they're doing for us. And I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I'm so happy to come to you and to talk to you so much about what's happening to our country. That's the sad part, that it's often kind of not as happy as it was during the past 4 years when we saw all the different things that were changing in our country for the good and for the good of the American people. Our jobs were growing, our wages were increasing, jobs were plentiful. As a matter of fact, there were so many jobs, there weren't enough employees to fill them all. And unemployment rate was the best in the history of the nation for African Americans, for all groups in America that were seeking to advance their lives. That was happy time. But today is a challenging time. And today is a time that we need to take very seriously, because I truly believe, and I believe you think so too, that we have an administration and a Congress and a Democrat Socialist Party and a Biden administration, a Kamala Harris administration, that is absolutely dead set and determined to end the United States as we know her today, based on the U.S. Constitution, and to set up a nation here based on nothing but socialism, social programs, to weaken America, to dumb down America, to indoctrinate our kids. That's where we're at today. And Joe Biden, he showed us that in the previous bill that he just passed. They showed us that in the Democrats, how they're trying to change the voting laws with, you know, all these ridiculous additions they're trying to add to it to make it easy for Democrats to remain in power with impunity. We can't let that happen. Now, this week, we're going to talk about another one of these terrible ideas that's coming out of the Socialist, Democrat Socialist Party. You know, I'm just amazed that Americans would put people like that in charge when they saw how much advancement we had under President Trump, and then put someone in charge like Joe Biden. You and I know he didn't win. All right. I would like to see him become at least the Joe Biden that I knew when I was young, when he actually had some morals, it seemed at the time. But today he's got none. He doesn't care. Nothing means anything to him now. So Joe Biden is gone. This is not Joe Biden. This is a shell of the man. And today he's nothing but a communist. He's a communist. Today we have seen Joe Biden has now unveiled his more than $2 trillion infrastructure package that I call the Trojan horse package, or the Trojan horse bill, where there is a lot of things that don't even relate to infrastructure that you would not even consider to be for infrastructure. In fact, this is an infrastructure plan, but not for bridges, not for roads. This is not for building airports or improving anything like that structurally. This is the infrastructure plan for the final transformation of the United States of America into the Democrat socialist future, the socialist states of America, with the Democrats leading us there through Joe Biden and eventually Kamala Harris. This is what the infrastructure plan really is. It's the infrastructure, the scaffolding, the foundation to make America forever a socialist state. Has nothing to do with buildings. Only 6% really has something to do with roads and buildings and airports and improvement. Has nothing else to do, nothing, with infrastructure. It's for building the infrastructure of socialism in America This is the Trojan horse bill now before Congress, ready to take down the United States of America, the constitutional United States of America, and turn us into an unconstitutional socialist states of America, where you no longer have a voice unless you're part of them. There can be no opposition. That's what the cancel culture is all about. Ending opposition, only having conformity. We don't want any of that. Modern day USSR, it's exactly that. Absolutely, my patriotic friend. It's absolutely true. This is exactly what we want to talk about today. Social planning, you know, planning for your life. You don't get the planet. They plan it out for you. This is where we're headed. This is the infrastructure of the final transformation of the Democrat socialists into a socialist future of America. It's what Barack Obama started, and it's what Joe Biden wants to conclude. When he said, we're 4 days away from the fundamental transformation of the United States of America. Well, here we are now. And this is the final transformation of the United States of America into a socialist nation and a socialist future and an impoverished future, a land that will die just like its forefather, unfortunately, Venezuela. Scary stuff. Pretty scary. That's why we really need more than government to help us. That's why we really need so much more than just Republican or Democrat. We need God. You know why America's come to this state? Do you know why we're there today? Why we're looking socialism in its bloodied eye? It's because we left God, and he's the only one that can bring us back. The real revolution starts on our knees, crying out to God to give us another chance and to be our bulwark, to be our refuge, to be our strong mountain. America, we abandoned it. And I know that there's only one way back to God, and that's by believing in Jesus Christ. We just came out of Easter. I have good news for the world. If the world would believe it, if America would believe it, if we'd actually believe it and live it, and let it affect us. The good news, he is risen. Jesus Christ is alive today. And he's just waiting to take us back to his bosom and to make us great again. This is more than a political disaster. This is a spiritual disaster. America has allowed godless leaders to infiltrate our government and lead our children down a godless future path called socialism. We need to ask God to forgive us and to reestablish us. And let's do that right now. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that you're alive. Thank you, Lord, that you led captivity captive and you came alive on the third day and you have alive forever. And you want to be the center of America once again. And we have betrayed you. Not even with a kiss this time. Bring us back, Lord. Set our eyes back on you, and it starts with me and each one of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love America. And thank you for those who love America who are listening today. We pray that you just take us, Lord, and use us that we can help our country be great again. So please bless our podcast as we go through this and help us to walk with you, to believe on you, and to give our nation back to you so that you can forgive us and strengthen us and get rid of these hoodlums, these devils now leading our country. In Jesus' name, amen. This fake infrastructure plan will ruin America. It's called social infrastructure. That's what they're bringing to America today, social infrastructure. The Democrat socialists intend on forcing socialism down the throats of the American people. They want to design American culture and design American society in their own Marxist / fascist image, just like China. According to the Democrat socialist blueprint, It brings back the words of President Ronald Reagan, who said that the scariest words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Isn't it the truth? I'm from the government and I'm here to complicate your life. That's what they do. The federal government only owns 5% of all the nation's infrastructure. Did you know that? Actually, private people own 65% of it. So most of it's not even related to the government. And the states and the local governments own around 30% of the infrastructure we have in America today. So what you have here is an oversized government program that is every bit as transformational as the New Deal was just after the Great Depression. As much as the New Deal transformed America at the beginning of its socialist fall into the slough of despondency under Franklin Roosevelt, as transformational as his policies were for America, this plan of Joe Biden and the Democrat socialists today will even be much more powerfully transformational. To take away all of the freedoms that we now enjoy, to remove them all and to replace them with a cancel culture that will tell you what you can say, what you cannot say, and will give you penalties when you refuse to obey. That's what's coming right now. That's what this bill will do to America if it is passed. I hope you take my words seriously. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. He's quoting the great President Ronald Wilson Reagan. That's where we're at today. If this bill is passed, it will result in a complete change to the American economy as a whole and for the worse. The central planners, which is the Democrat Socialist Party today, are going to run our lives and push to control every part of our lives. The ideology of the Soviet Union was economic central planning, was it not? It is the economic theory that is based on Marxian principles of central planning. So we've got a dictocracy. And now last week we talked about what is a dictocracy. A dictocracy is a nation or a system in a nation that makes the people feel somehow they have the idea that they're free. But in fact, and indeed, they are controlled 100% by a government who only paints them smoke and mirrors. Sounds like China. And it sounds like Joe Biden's administration and the Democrat Socialist Congress today. America is facing extinction unless these things are quelled and put down. Oh, the 2022 election is so important. I hope you will vote all these people out of office and into ruin before they bring you and your family there. So important. The ideology of the Soviet Union was economic central planning. It is an economic theory that is based on Marxian principles of central planning. So we've got a dictocracy with a veneer of a capitalism, all right? Has a veneer of capitalism that we try to sell to the American people. You're free. It is reality. In reality, it really is an authoritarian Democrat socialist plan to control every aspect of all of our lives. Where you will work, what you will eat, what kind of doctor you will have, how many children you will have, and how you can kill them even if you want to. All these things will be controlled. Terrible. And the new Green New Deal will take a lot of green from you and put it in government pockets. This is evil. And this is what we're facing. And this is what I warned America for more than 2 years before the election, that if these people win and Trump is pushed out of office, America is gone forever. Maybe we still have a chance. One hopes. This reveals a defining difference between the two main political parties in America. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat, but I have to vote Republican because they run good people. I just don't like the party. I like the people who run most of them. So I pray for them every day. One party, the Democrat Socialists, believe that big government is absolutely the answer to everything. And that we should grovel to them and say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You ready to do that? I've never groveled to anyone. I praise God. I worship God. I crawl on my knees before God. That's not groveling. That's praise. To do that before a man is groveling. And I never have and never shall. I prefer to lose my head than to bow my head to them. How about you? They believe that we should say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. The other party, the Republican Party, believes more in private enterprise and the individual rights and states' rights. In reality, this bill is directly aimed at shrinking the labor force in the United States. And for whatever reason, I don't know why they would want to do this. Shrinking the labor force in the United States and increasing the labor force for China. That's what it's doing. That will be the great result of it all. China will take control of everything because they will be the only ones with resources. I'm serious. And if you don't see it, if you disagree with that and you don't see that with your own American eyes and you don't feel that in your soul, then you're part of the problem. Wake up. The problem is you think you're woke, but you really, every person who thinks they're woke is really asleep. And they just don't know it because they've been indoctrinated in our schools, in our society, and we let it happen. We're reaping what we've sown, are we not? In addition, the Biden plan will encourage American corporations to move overseas from multinational corporations. Intra-corporate accounting measures will also move money overseas. Ultimately, everything is going to get a lot more expensive. Oh, this is the great society he's building? Yeah, for some of them. But for the middle class, oh, wow, it's gone forever. There's never been a socialist middle class. Think about it. Have you ever heard of a socialist middle class? You only hear of a socialist working class that never gets to stop working because everything dies. A loaf of bread costs you your whole paycheck. That's where we're headed in this Trojan horse package of Joe Biden. In addition, all these things, ultimately, everything is going to get more expensive. Goods are going to become much more expensive. And of course, it will become near impossible to actually create jobs. Wages will begin to shrink. And the business that we've seen grow under the Trump administration will die. It will find it expensive to keep you on in your job, to keep you and me and everyone working, because the astronomically high new taxes of more than $3 trillion in taxes increases for small business and for small business owners who likely will make more than $400,000 plus a year. Now, let's get this right. Let's explain this tax increase. There's a great lie in what Joe Biden has told you about this tax increase. At first, he said, if you make less than $400,000 a year, you won't see a penny of increase in your taxes. Now we find out, no, it's not. He's talking about family. That means if you make more than $200,000, not $400,000, you pay higher taxes. And your family too. If together you make less than 400 in a family, but individually it's 200. He lied. He lied. Everything's a lie. Just like the vote count he got, that's a big lie too. Everything's a lie. You know, unbelievable. That just makes me angry. How about you? It's about time we got a little bit PO'd. Or 200,000 in a family and individual unmarried will either have their wages cut or hire fewer people. Now, if you're making $500,000 a year, all right, and the taxes are low, Joe Biden wants to take the corporate tax from 21% to 28%. He says that's fair because it used to be 34%. What's that got to do with it? Joe Biden once said, it's patriotic to pay taxes unless you're Joe Biden. And then you don't even have to report anything because you get it all corruptly as the big guy. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's what they're doing to us. They're going to destroy us. How you feel today? You shouldn't be comfortable. If you are, if you're comfortable in what's happening to your country, then you're part of the problem. Fix that. I fix those things in my life every day. Mitch McConnell said that the so-called infrastructure proposal that is actually nothing at all. An infrastructure proposal that only 6% of it even goes to building anything, that this bill will force us all to become totally dependent as a Trojan horse bill will make us totally dependent on the federal government. It's the social infrastructure that is the socialist idea of social infrastructure, such as central planning, which comes right out of the Communist Manifesto from the writings of Karl Marx. And it's exactly what China does today. If you watch Joe Biden sputter through his announcement about his $2 trillion infrastructure package, obviously you realize that it's not really about infrastructure at all. It's not about bridges or roads or building airports. This is yet another weird climate scheme, power grab, and a way to carry out race-based redistribution of wealth in America. All of this is treason, absolute treason. This treason is being paid for also by you and me. Not only do we not defend the nation today against anything, we don't. We just let anybody attack us, say anything they want about it, and we're afraid to stand up. So we stopped defending our nation. Now we also seemingly, without the slightest voice of protest, are willing to give up the nation to these people who didn't even win the election in the first place. God bless America. Well, he better bless us, because we're doing a good job of destroying ourselves. This is a suicide package for America. National suicide. You don't come back from that. That's where we are, without the slightest protest. Everybody's just falling right into line. Nobody wants to be called a racist. You know what? You can call me whatever you want. I know I'm not a racist. I know I'm not. I just love everybody. I have the cure to racism. You know what the cure to racism is? I know what it is. It's really two words can solve racism. Just love everybody. Really. Just love everybody. Love their differences. Love their sameness. Whatever they are. Love the parts that you even disagree with. Just love everybody. Let everybody be free. Yeah. No, you can't hate everybody. Why hate everybody? That would work, I guess. But it would create a terrible society. Or hate everybody. Oh, okay. That's the radical opposite. But it doesn't mean it's good. But the cure for racism is just. Love everybody. Accept them. I don't have a problem with that. You don't have to agree with me. I find sometimes I even disagree with myself. But whatever. I know what I believe. Just love everybody. That's what America is supposed to be. Freedom. Freedom of speech. Freedom of assembly. And stop trying to tell people how to live. I'm a dyed-in-the-world, born-again, radical Christian man. But I'm not going to tell you how to live. I not tell myself how to live. God has to show you. If you love him, he'll show you how to live. So I live the way God shows me. You have to live the way you want to. And if we respect each other, there is no racism. Just love everybody. That's what Jesus said. That's what I try to do. Don't always succeed. There's a few people I enjoy hating, so I have to teach myself not to. If the U.S. Constitution is indeed the law of the U.S. Republic, then, if an elected administration refuses to follow the charter of the Constitution, and I mean the heart that forms the very soul and purpose of the U.S. Republic, is it not proper, but also our duty and our purpose to remove them politically, I mean, by election, to work against them, to defeat them, to ceaselessly oppose them, knowing that in doing so, we are also defending freedom. That's our duty right now, all right? Peacefully. Just thought I'd throw that in there. By election, follow the Constitution. We can kick these people's butts. They're going after Georgia and the governor of Georgia, who I don't like very much, who I thought was very terrible towards Trump. Nevertheless, he's doing right on this law. It's a good law. And they're trying to cut in the shreds, and he's standing up finally. I wish he'd have done that during the 2020 election, though he refused to. So it's very important. So that's where we're at today. When we see this, behold your America. My goodness. Look at what's happened in 2 months. Look at what has happened to America, to your jobs, to your families. And behold the deluge, good French word, or the flood of beautiful, innocent, and abandoned children. And he thinks that's humane. He ripped them away, allowed them to be separated from their parents and come and sleep on the floor with foiled, looked like wrapping paper, aluminum foil sheets over their bodies. That's humane. Bringing them back home is humane. That's humane. But that's where we are. Oh my God, please help these poor little beautiful ones who have been truly abused by Joe Biden himself and by Kamala Harris herself by virtue of fundamentally telling Central and South Americans to come up while having nothing prepared for the flood of humanity he openly and treacherously and treasonously invited to come. That's where we're at today. You don't like my tone? Then don't listen to me, because that's how I feel. How about you? How's that make you feel? Aren't you ashamed of what we're doing to these children? They'll never be the same again. So many of them are way old enough to know what's happening to them, and they'll have that fear for the rest of their life. All right. This all, by the way, paid for. $2 trillion sounds like a lot for anything to buy, even still today, don't you think? $2 trillion, don't say that lightly. I mean, billion is a lot of money. But $2 billion politically in anything now is just, it's nothing. But trillion, and now you're still talking about money. But we seem to think trillions are nothing. Now we can add this trillion, two more trillion over here. Where'd it come from? From thin air. And it's worthless. Worthless. And that's the kind of society that Joe Biden is wanting to have. Spend the trillions, the trillions, the trillions. Trump took us down. He brought us right back up. This man is a traitor. This all, by the way, $2 trillion sounds like a lot for anything to buy, even today. What doesn't cost that you want cost a trillion? Nothing. we don't even talk about trillionaires yet. We talk about billionaires. I don't know if there's a trillionaire yet or not. I'm not sure about that. But you don't hear it because that's still real money. It's still real money. But it won't be for long. Biden's going to turn it into chump change. That's what he's going to do. It's just unbelievable. Well, that kind of spending can only result in hyperinflation. If you print money, money without worth, that is the beginning of the great decline that will not stop. Biden says he needs $2 trillion for what he calls a once-in-a-generation fix of infrastructure. Well, as a great and forward-sounding as that might be, it is indeed all about infrastructure, the fundamental infrastructure of the socialist states of the United States of America. Oh my gosh, there's nothing about building your buildings. It's about bringing the Green New Deal in forever, that can never be removed again. So what does our future look like? Let it be clear from the outset that this plan, whatever it merits, will not make anyone's life better. It will only make life worse. Only 5% of the Trojan horse bill is focused on real infrastructure. 95% is aimed at social engineering, This is what Joe Biden calls a once-in-a-lifetime infrastructure bill. He's right about that. There will never be another American life if this bill passes. We will all just disappear into nothingness because there'll be nothing left. The Biden administration is calling for a tax increase of about $3 trillion over 10 years. That includes taxes on individual income, investments, as well as some corporations. And this would be the first major tax hike in 28 years. But it will be actually much bigger tax hike than anything the American people have ever seen. He told us he was going to do that before he was fraudulently elected. When politicians want something, they just print the money. It's called modern monetary theory. It's called theft, as far as I'm concerned. They've been doing this for years, and it's accelerating. So there is no actual reason to raise taxes anymore, really. Not at all. In fact, Joe Biden, if he wants to raise taxes to the tune of $3 trillion, you know why? He wants to punish you for thinking you're free. He wants to punish you. It includes taxes on individual income investments. This will make every tax increase in the past look like a holiday. This is what they're bringing to America. And this is what we told you was coming. And behold, unfortunately, we were not wrong. I wish I was. Biden said, I'm proposing a one-time capital investment of roughly $2 trillion in America, spread largely over 8 years. Put simply, these are investments we cannot afford not to make. In other words, all this can be yours, America, just for $2 trillion. I promise you, everything I have here, that's all yours just for $2 trillion. Joe Biden wants us to believe that we cannot afford not to spend. Sorry for the double negatives. They are indicative of a positive. So he said, we cannot afford not to spend $2 trillion as Joe Biden insists is his mandate. We got to stop it. This is your future. Much more profoundly, this is your children's future. You know, I'm 62 years old almost this year, I'll be. So my life's getting shorter, and that's okay. I know where I'm going, and I know what life's about. But I want to leave something behind for my kids, a legacy, and, you know, and help them, and a nation that's free to live in. That will be impossible when this passes. It will never come back. It's basically disqualifying the Constitution of the United States. That's what he says. People like Joe Biden can avoid their taxes. Joe Biden avoids taxes. In fact, in 2017 and 2018, Joe Biden and his wife dodged payroll taxes and more than $13 million they got through speaking fees and book royalties. How do they do that? But you cannot, I cannot, but they did it. They did it. The corporate rate, which was cut by Donald Trump to 21% from 35%. That was a huge cut. And Trump's tax cut is what really fueled the economic growth and job creation in America. Biden is going to take that back to 28%, which is actually higher than China's 25% corporate tax rate. So we're going to have a higher tax than Marxist China. I lived in China for 9 years. I worked there for 9 years. I got paid there for 9 years. I saw how much taxes I paid. I paid over $1,000 a month in taxes. Now, the money was good, so it was worth it. That's ridiculous. Now, our tax would be higher than theirs. Believe me, it changes everything. And all those companies that were coming to America and building factories, watch how fast they're going to leave. They're doing it now. They're doing it now. So, and that's going to supposedly create all these new jobs. Sorry, I'm laughing, but it just doesn't make sense. How can that create jobs? Yeah, jobs for the wealthy. Nobody's going to create jobs. If you make $500,000 a year and your tax is at 21%, all right? 21% where Trump put it. and you're keeping, you know, you're making money, you're hiring people, you're paying, you're paying to for new equipment, and all these things, and you're taking it off your taxes, and you're making money. And then all of a sudden, now Joe Biden comes. He takes that 21% and he raises it up. Now it's going to be 28%. And that means you lost all that money, right? You know, you lost 7% of your money. It's gone. How are you going to get that back? That's a lot of money when you're talking about millions. There's so easy way to get that back. One, you're going to fire people, lay them off. You don't want to, but you have no choice. And two, you're going to raise your raise the prices of your goods that you make, because you got to make that money back or you go out of business. So in the end, that tax, which was only for people over or families over $400,000 a year, only for them, in the end, who really pays the tax? It's you and me when we go to the store, or you and me when we're working there and we lose our jobs. It's still the little guy who pays the tax. It just doesn't look like it. That's a dictocracy, see? How hidden that is. How terrible that is. That's what we're looking at today. And so if we don't stop it, you know, America will be gone. You know, and that's a sad thing to think about, but we're pretty close to there now. If this passes, bye-bye, American pie. Yep. This is yet another one of those areas of contrast between Republicans and Democrats, of which I'm neither, but I much prefer the Republicans. The Democrat socialists believe it is the government that is a real job creator. Democrat socialists insist this is, if we just give money to the government, they will create your jobs for you. Yeah, BS jobs. It is the private sector that creates jobs. It is the private sector that has been multiplying all the jobs under the Trump administration and has a multiplying effect on job creation, because it's not taking money from the economy, it's putting money into the economy. That's where we need to profit. But there I go, thinking like a free man again. I hope you still do too. Well, I think you got a good idea about this, Bill. I've been trying my best to tell you all that's going on in your government today and what they're seeking to do to try to force you become socialists and just accept it without complaint, without restraint, without any problem. Just accept it. I won't accept it. America shouldn't accept it. And we've got one more election where we can end their reign. We've got to get rid of the leadership of the Democrat Socialist Party, and we should ban that party. They are enemy combatants of the United States of America. They're trying to destroy you and me, and greater with us than is with them, because we have God on our side. Well, God bless you all. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I love your comments when we're having the podcast. Please keep doing that. That's really cool. Eric Kirk, you're pretty good at that. So keep it up. So thank you so much. And next week we'll be back for episode 22 of the Above Ground Underground podcast. EternalAffairsMedia.com is so happy to bring this to you every week. And I hope you'll come to our website and that you'll read our material. You become an avid reader, a supporter, and that you'll become someone who might even want to help us financially so that we can expand our horizon and get the truth out. Truth. Empowered by truth. That is our theme. And I'm so glad to have you with me today. My name is Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I want to thank you for joining us. And I hope you'll be back next week for the Above Ground Underground podcast. God bless you. God bless America. God save America. Don't be afraid to fight this war.